Hey y'all, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 welcome. Let me start doing what we all needed to do. Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha. If this is your first time on the devotional this morning, make sure you share that so that we can drop that and welcome you to our community of believers growing in grace in Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. As a matter of fact, my coffee is great. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. What we're going to do is we're going to start sharing the video. Do me a favor and put it on your timeline, put it in your story. Invite someone to come in and to worship with you today, and I'm doing the exact same right now. I'm not going to ask you to do something that I don't do. So we're going to share the video. Boom, 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 boom. And watch the power of God. See y'all coming in. I'll say my good mornings in just a second. Oh my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Come on. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. One more share. One more share. Let me get it in. Bam. Finished and complete. Welcome. Thank you for sharing, Katina. Welcome, Miss Patricia Traylor. Thank you for sharing. Hey, Margie. Good morning. Hey, Sonya. Good morning. Hey, Lynette. Good morning. Hey, Jerrica. Good morning. Hey, Jeanette Moore. Good morning. Hey, my Renaissance grandma. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to Shannon. How you doing, sweet love? Good morning, Michelle Teresa. Good morning, Katina Davis. Good morning, Jess. Good morning, Luberta. Good morning, Charles Edward. How y'all doing this morning? What's up, Instagram? Hey, Shanquita. And to everybody that's watching us live on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Facebook, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Is it a good morning? Let me tell y'all something. This week, the last 2 days, I was on Facebook. In the faith room. If you didn't watch those, please go back and watch those. And if you only watch on YouTube, we're going to upload those this week. We're going to download them and get them uploaded so that you're able to watch them. They were really, really powerful. We may play them for replays. They were just that good. But we were talking about burnout and igniting the flame. And what happens when you feel burned out, or what happens when you feel blah. But I want to tell you something. You have much more control over your day, much more control over your response than sometimes we tend to act like. Most of us have not been taught well to manage how we respond to life, right? But you can choose joy at any time. This morning, as I was getting dressed, nothing was working out. I'm not going to say nothing is working out, because we like to do that, which is over exaggeration, because I still had health. I still had breath. I got eyesight. I got my ears. I can talk. I can see. I got food in my refrigerator. I won't say nothing is not working out. That's the over exaggeration that we tend to do when we trying to build a story. But some things were not working out this morning. Like, what I wanted to wear would not come together. And I had it laid out since last night. I guess I'm losing a little bit more weight, which works. But my pants were too big. And then as I was in there and I was putting my makeup on, my whole makeup thing came down. Like, it just came down. And I couldn't catch it. Like, I saw it sliding. Boom, boom, boom. Anybody who knows me knows I love lipstick. So all the Eons tubes of my lipstick was going down. It was just sliding. Boom, 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 boom. And it failed. And I just said, you know what? I can choose to focus on what didn't happen right this morning, or I can make a decision, Tanya, and focus on all the good things that I have going on. So I made a decision, you know what? I'm not going to focus on what's not right. I'm not going to focus on the fact the lipstick failed. I'm not going to focus on the fact that the outfit didn't come together the way that I wanted to focus on this morning. What I want to focus on, God, is your goodness. Woo! I'm going to focus on your goodness this morning. So I just started thinking, you know, because I was like, I was about to say, man, everything is going wrong. And the Holy Spirit caught me and said, everything is not going wrong. And we're that same way in life. Come on, y'all. We'll start because something, come on, something is not adding up, or something is not moving the way. And we let this one little something, woo, come on. Come on, you're going to get some breakthrough. You're going to get some freedom. We let the one little something be the determination of where our life is. And the one little something is not necessarily where our life is. It's that particular thing that's wrong. Woo! Come on. It's that particular thing that's wrong. Everything in your life is not wrong, right? So we're going to focus on the goodness of God. We're going to focus on the power of God. We're going to focus on the strength of God. So instead of seeing what is wrong, woo, come on, Lord, help me to see what's good. Woo, put that in your comments. Write that in your notes. Help me to see what's good. Help me to be in a place, in a position that has a mindset that always sees what's good. Help me to not pick apart circumstances and situations because they feel uncomfortable. Ooh, come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Help me not to pick apart circumstances and situations. Help me not to over-exaggerate. Ooh, help me not to over, come on, we're just gonna talk to ourselves. We're gonna speak to this morning. Help me not to over-exaggerate the circumstance or over-exaggerate the situation. Because can I tell you what has happened to us? For real, like society so glamorizes struggle. We glamorize struggle so much that many of us have made struggle our norm. It comes out in our language. It comes out in how we report the story. It comes out. So when one thing goes wrong, then because our habits have been to let our mind, come on, thank you, Lord. That's where we're going this morning. Our thoughts, our mind, we've been letting our mind, I hear you, Holy Spirit. We've been letting our mind travel down our highway. Ooh, come on. We've been letting our mind travel down a highway that it doesn't need to travel. And so instead of us reporting, remember, we're in Joshua. We ain't out of this season yet because we're going to possess and take the land. Remember when the spies had gone into Canaan? And the spies had gone into Canaan, and they came back, and they gave the report. Woo! Well, Joshua and Caleb were so set on what God said. Woo! Y'all better keep sharing this video. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Joshua and Caleb were so set on what God said that their report looks different than the report of those that were in fear. Woo! Come on. Fear will make your report look different. I'm finna go. That's the message. That's the sermon. I'm finna go. Fear will make your report look different. Woo! Come on. Y'all gotta come with me on this. Fear will make your report look different. Anxiety will make your report look different. Woo! Come on, L. You know I'm telling the truth. Fear will make your report look different. Anxiety will make your report look different. And if you've been living in that mindset for so long, you haven't yet adopted a kingdom mind, then the way you see something, woo, and the way that a person of faith or a person that understands that God completes a thing, or a person that knows they're not limited by their circumstance or situation, a person that knows God is not finished with me yet, even though I may have messed up, even though I may have not done some things correctly, I know God is not finished with me yet. And so I'm going to show up. I'm going to keep showing up. Because if I keep showing up, the power and the presence of God is going to begin to shift me, right? But when I've been in a mindset that's not a kingdom mindset, woo, come on. Because the kingdom mindset governs how I think and govern how I live. Come on, y'all. However I think is what I am. Woo, come on. So if I think in worry, if I think in fear, if I think in anxiety, that's what I am. So go back over there to when they sent the spies in the land. They sent the spies over there. The spies go into the land and they come back. And the negative, the fear-minded, those who haven't understood that their potential is in God, those that don't understand that God is locked into a yes in their life, those that understand that if God promises you that it belongs to you, then it belongs to you. Those that don't understand that if God is for me, then who can be against me? Those that don't understand that he has already made me more than a conqueror. So if there is a mountain in my way, I'll be able to conquer it in Jesus' name. If there is a sickness in my way, I'll be able to conquer it in Jesus' name. If there's a financial issue in my way, I'll be able to conquer it in Jesus' name. Those that have yet to understand that there is more power, there is more strength, there is more favor, right? Oh my God, there is more to God than I have expected. So when the spies went into the land to scope out the land that the Lord had already told them belonged to them, woo! Like, you got to get a revelation that this, what God has called me to, already belongs to me. So if God has called me to marriage, woo! I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit flow. I don't go into dating with the mindset that it's going to fail. I don't go into dating with all my traumatic responses from the past, especially if I know God is leading me into a place, or especially if I know God is leading to me to a person, because this is a completion of my life. God has said it's not good for man to be alone, so I'm going to provide a helper. One of the things I always confess is, Lakeisha, I am the suitable helper, woo, for my helpmate, right? So if I understand that, then I put all of me down and I pick up Tanya, all of God. Woo, come on. That's what a kingdom mindset looks like. I put down me and I put down all of God. So when the spies had gone into the land, they had yet to pick up what God had said and possess it. Ooh, I'm gonna go. They had yet to pick up what God has said and to possess it. They were not possessing it by faith. So since fear led and anxiety led and worry led, when they went and looked and saw what God promised them, they thought it was impossible. Oh my God. Oh my God. But when Caleb and Joshua went and looked and saw what God said, they saw potential. Woo! Come on, let me give you this today. When they went and looked and saw what God said, they saw potential. Ooh, let me tell you what potential means. They saw potential. Oh my God. They saw, when I say potential, I'm talking about having or showing the capacity to become or to develop into something in the future. Ooh, my. They saw what God said. Ooh, come on. They saw what God said. You may be in a position and a place in your life where it looks like what you're facing is impossible, but you are going to have to get a kingdom mindset to start seeing what God says. Come on, put that in your notes, put that in your comments. I got to see what God said. Woo! I got to see what God said about me. I got to see what God says about my children. I got to see what God says about my finances. I got to see what God says about my health. I got to see, come on, I got to see. And anytime there's a problem, if you understand how God works, when Israel was being released from Pharaoh's grasp, there's a particular part in the scripture where God says, I hardened Pharaoh's heart so that who I was, ooh, could be demonstrated to Egypt. And sometimes, my God, I thank you. Sometimes, Julia, we see the problem as if it's against us. But the problem that may be in our life may be presenting itself so it can prove, Auntie Cheryl, to those that don't believe that God is still God. The problem isn't always about us. The problem sometimes that is presenting itself is for those that are connected to us and those that are around us and those with limited faith. that God will demonstrate or present a situation so that they can know and they can understand, my God, who the power of God is. So when when Joshua and Caleb went over into the land, they saw potential. They saw the potential for this to develop into what God said in the future. Woo! They didn't care about the size of the grapes. See, if you understood that the size of the grapes were connected to the size of the blessing, you wouldn't be afraid of what was in front of you. It's supposed to be too big for you because it's supposed to have the divine intervention of God on it. God don't want you dependent upon nothing or no one in this season but him. Oh, come on now. So Satan, the father of lies, tries to plant us with subtle thoughts of doubt. Remember, go back to what I told you this morning, when my makeup was falling, when my outfit didn't work out, and in my head, the thought came up, my day is going wrong. Oh, my whole day is going wrong. No, Lakeisha, that is not a kingdom mindset. These two things went wrong this morning, but these two things do not determine the rest of your day. These are these two moments. So come back to the truth. So when I came back to the truth, I started thanking God for his goodness. I started thanking God for his eyesight. I started thanking God for my mind. I started thanking God for my sons. I started thanking God for a place to stay. I started thanking God for food in my refrigerator. I started thanking God for my car outside. Started thanking God for Lexington. Started thanking God for coffee. I refuse to let a lie of the enemy be the thought that would govern my day. Because here is what you want to know. Those thoughts, woo, are only trying to attract attention. Y'all, come on, come on, come on, come on. Those thoughts are only trying to attract attention. When Satan plants subtle lies and thoughts, it is only because this is where he wants your attention. He does not want your attention on the goodness of God. He does not want your attention on the favor of God. He does not want your attention on the promises of God. He does not want your attention on the fact that whatever it is that you are facing, that God is the God of impossible situations. He doesn't want you to focus on the truth. He doesn't want you to commit the word of God. He doesn't want you to look at the potential, oh my God, of a situation. He wants you to focus on the outcome based on fear, based on anxiety, based on worry. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures today. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Skip over with me real quick to Philippians 4. We're going to start about at the, this is what Paul was offering, was called practical counsel. I'm going to go back to the Philippians 4, verse. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Ooh, it did not say complain always. It did not say worry always. It did not say mumble always. It says rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say again, rejoice. Ooh, my God, from your human perspective, I know that this does not make sense. Ooh, but if you are really going to get on a path of having a kingdom mindset, then I have to teach myself how to choose joy, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter what's falling, no matter who's not with me, no matter who doesn't trust it, no matter who doesn't believe it, no matter the naysayers, no matter the haters, no matter the problem, no matter the bill, no matter the health, no matter the insecurity, no matter the feel, whatever the feeling is that's happening in the current circumstance and situation, which may be an indicator that something is going on, what I'm going to learn how to do is flip the script on the enemy, and I'm going to return it and turn it into a rejoice. Oh, come on. I'm going to learn how to flip the script on the enemy, and I'm going to learn how to return it in a rejoice. I'm not going to focus on the fact that there's 50 tubes of lipstick on my floor. I'm gonna rejoice in the fact that I got 50 tubes of lipstick. Come on now. So it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Worldly happiness is not the same as godly joy. It's just not. When you have godly joy, you can find the best in the worst. Come on. When you have godly joy, you can find the best in the worst of the situations. So Paul wouldn't tell us rejoice in the Lord always if it was not possible for us to be able to rejoice or to find joy. Joy is a celebration term. Ooh, come on, y'all. Joy, I'm digging this morning. Joy is a celebration term. So when Paul says to rejoice in the Lord always, Shania, this is a term of celebration. No matter what's being presented to you, I'm going to start celebrating something. Woo! I'm going to start celebrating something. I'm going to start focusing on something that's good. I'm not going to focus on what I don't have. I'm not going to focus on what's not working. I'm going to make a decision in the present situation. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This takes practice, because if you haven't been living this way, this will seem so foreign. This will seem so abnormal. Some of y'all just used to being sad. Some of you just used to being depressed. Some of you just used to being anxious. Some of you just used to be. This is how you have lived. As a matter of fact, you're sitting on the edge of your seat waiting on the next worst thing to happen instead of sitting on the edge of your seat in great expectation, waiting on the next best thing to happen. I'm not looking for what's going to go wrong. I'm looking for what's going to go right. Because even if this situation is not the way that I think the situation can go, because I know who God is. Ooh. And I understand the nature and the character of God. Ooh. And I know who Jesus, the elder brother, is. Ooh. I know that whatever situation is presenting itself, it's getting ready to give God the opportunity to get the glory out of Josiah's life, out of Jabin's life, out of Jaleel's life, out of Judah's life, out of Lyric's life, out of Jermaine's life, out of Logan's life, out of Shiloh's life, out of Casey's life, out of Zay. I know, no matter, out of Janie, out of Derek, I know, matter what the situation looks like, I know for a fact that it's just going to be a divine setup for the supernatural power of God to be evident on my life. So I'm not getting ready to lean into worry. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not into my understanding. In all my ways, acknowledge him. I'm going to acknowledge him if I messed up, and I'm going to acknowledge him if I've been right. Come on, y'all. So here Paul is saying, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'm going to say rejoice. Lord, I thank you. Woo! He said, let it be known. Let your graciousness be known, that be known to everyone. The Lord is here. Then he comes in. He says, do not worry about anything. Woo! Come on. He says, do not worry about anything. Put anything in the comments. Type anything in the comments. He says, do not worry about anything. Woo! Come on. There is nothing, no thing, no person, no weapon, nothing that you should be worried about. Paul says, do not worry about anything. He says, when you use the word anything, hold on, y'all. I done got too excited. It's used to refer a thing no matter what. Woo! Come on. Anything is used for emphasis. Anything is used to indicate a range. Woo! Come on. When he says anything, the range, the scope of the thing means everything you attach to, you don't need to place worry on. Woo! You don't need to worry about your marriage. You don't need to worry about your children. I told them the other day, I told them yesterday on the faith room, Josiah's graduating from college. The Lord has told him to go to Oral Roberts University. His tuition is $40,000+ a year. And the Lord placed this strong in my heart. I told Josiah, I said, when you graduate May 26th, I will not write another tuition check. I'm done writing your tuition check. I will always feed you. I will always clothe you. But what has to happen to you next has to happen by the means and the methods of God. Now, let me tell you something. Last night, we were talking about this. And he says to me, he says, I'm glad you did that. I said, what? He said, I'm glad. He said, I'm glad you said what you said. He said, because what it did for me was to position my faith in God. He said, Mama, I have to start learning to trust God on my own. So when you said it to me, it didn't feel bad. See, what Josiah saw was the potential of the thing. I gotta go. He didn't see and say, my mother is abandoning me. He didn't see and say, what kind of mama is this? What Josiah saw was the potential for God to show up and be God in Josiah's life. He was like, oh, this is just setting the stage, mama, for me to get to know God from such a different intimate place. So here Paul is saying, do not worry about anything. Come on, y'all. He says, this is it. So he didn't say, oh, my mama's just leave me out here. He said, oh, no. He said, I understand this. He said, you've been so good, mama. Come on, y'all. You've been so good to me for the last 18 years. I don't think that this is impossible. I see the opportunity for God to be God in my life. Come on, y'all. So he said, don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Every time you see yourself in a position or a place of worry, it's time, Verna, to pray. It's time, Kelly. Worry is not for you to allow your head to keep traveling down this road of what's not going to happen. Worry is an indicator. Baby, you need to pause and pray. You're going to have to train yourself that every time worry or anxiety comes up, I need to pull away and I need to pray. Prayer is the communication. Prayer invokes God. Prayer invites heaven to earth. When the disciples asked Jesus, how did we pray? He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray, we are inviting God's will to come to the earth. Ooh, come on now. Prayer is what draws God to the earth. Prayer is what draws the resources from the spiritual into the natural realm. You got to see it. Come on. Prayer. So if you be honest, the more you worry, the less you're going to pray. But the less you worry, the more you position your prayer. So he told him, put prayer in place. He said, then put a petition in place. Petition is a specific request. For all of y'all, I hate to disrupt your process. Who be talking about, I just got a general prayer request. Ain't no such thing. It's a general prayer request. But when you need to see heaven invade your situation, if Paul said pray, if Paul said petition, then this is what you need to do. Be specific. Ooh, come on. I got to be specific. Be specific about what you worried over. Lord, here is what I'm worried. God knows anyway, but here is what I'm worried about. Here is what I'm struggling with. Come on, y'all. Here is where I need to see you. General prayers, that's good for God to bless the world. That's good for God to deal with gun control. That's good. But the thing you worried about is what God wants to get to the depth of. Come on, y'all. Oh, my gosh. So we're going to make a petition. We're going to pray. And then after we make a petition and we're going to pray, we're going to give thanks to God. Woo! We're going to give thanks to God. I'm going to give thanks to God. I'm going to thank him. Come on. I'm going to invite him into my problem. I'm going to invite him. Lord, I thank you that you're in my problem. Lord, I thank you in my circumstance. Lord, I thank you. You're giving me peace. The Lord, I thank you. You're not, I'm not going to walk around with an undisturbed composure. My God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. So then after we pray and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind. There is something that will occur supernaturally when you resist the thought to worry and invoke the thought to pray. There is a peace that will pass and understand it. I tell this story because I love this story. I remember, and it's so funny, I got my car stuck in the mud, and it was my own fault because I was trying to take a shortcut. That's a lesson within itself. And I remember I had got my car stuck in the mud, but I have come to a very mature place in my life that even the things that I do that are messed up are still going to work out for my good. I was stuck in the car and I was just sitting there, and Jess was on the outside of the car and she was like, "What you going to do?" And I wasn't moved and I was at peace and I was just sitting there. And she said, "What, like your car is stuck." "Yeah, it's stuck." And I'm talking just like this. "Yeah, it's stuck. What you going to do?" "I ain't going to do nothing because I don't have the capacity to do absolutely anything. They were trying to get me out the mud. It wasn't working." So I paused and I prayed. "So what I do?" He says, "Call a tow truck." Call the tow truck. They had me out in a matter of minutes. There is a peace that comes when you make a decision to not lean into your own understanding. Even when you have messed things up, God will not leave you stuck. Because if he leaves you stuck, then the plan isn't completed. Ooh. So I learned the lesson. Don't drive that way no more. And it cost me. I had to pay for it. But I told even the Lord then, "Thank you for restoring that which I lost." So it's a piece of understanding. Eighth verse. I need to give you this and then we're going to get out of here. Let me say this. The peace that passes understanding is what comes, and is the assurance that God heard you, not necessarily that the problem was resolved. Ooh, we're finna get some maturity. God always hears you. The peace that passes all understanding is the guarantee that God hears you. When you walk in, I don't know why I feel peaceful about this situation. The circumstance ain't worked out yet. The peace that passes all understanding is the weight that God heard you, not that the problem is solved. Because it may take a second for the problem to be solved. But the peace, that the calm in the midst of chaos, is how you know that God heard you. It's the peace that God gives you. It's the peace that God gives you. It's not that the problem was solved. See, we look for problems to be solved. I told y'all, when Josiah broke his ankle, the Lord said, "Hold on, this can be a long ride." The Lord said, "Hold on, this can really be a long ride." So everybody else was all up in arms and quoting scripture and probably doing what God had asked them to do. But what I was told to do was hold on. It was getting ready to be a long ride. So what I started holding on to was his word. What I started holding on to was his truth. What I started holding on to was his peace. He had already given every time a negative report, even when they came back with the report that the leg was worse and they were planning for surgery again to cut the bone. He can regenerate a bone. He can save a bone. He can do a bone. Hey, please pray. Here, guess what God had in the middle of the peace? He had a miracle. When you pray as instructed, God will grant you the peace. Let me give you the last part of this. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on those things. We are to focus our attention on what's true, what's honorable, what's just, what's pure, was lovely, commendable, and if there is anything praiseworthy, if there's any kind of praiseworthy thing you can find in the situation, well, it's true. I got the diagnosis. It is, but there's more truth that God is a healer. It's true. My bank account is low. It is, but it's more truth that God is provider. Woo! it's true that the cankerworm and the locust came in and ate what it ate, but it's more true that God can restore you. Woo! It's true that my boss at work is so hard, but Proverbs tells me that he has the heart of the king in his hand. Woo! Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. It's more true. So when the Lord started, see, when the Lord spoke a word on Saturday on the prayer call, he said that for those of us in a particular season that the struggle was over. And I was really meditating this. I was like, Lord, you know, what does this mean? For some of us, it's just even the struggle that's in our mindset to be in the same repetitive thinking. If you're going to be kingdom in your, if you're going to be a Christian, you, the Christian, whatever else, whatever you choose, whatever you hold on to is what's going to become your truth. So you can hold on to what's untrue. You can hold on to what's dishonorable. You can hold on to what's unjust. You can hold on to what's impure. You can hold on to what's unlovely. And you can hold on to what's not commendable. But if you stay in that type of mindset, that's how you're going to live your life. How the mindset that you live in is what steers your decisions. The mindset that you live in is what determines what happens next. If you live in this pure, lovely, good report, then you're going to stay in a place of peace that God guarantees you when you pray. You cannot dwell. Tony Evans said this. You cannot dwell on both the things of God and the lies of Satan. You need to determine what you're going to dwell on. We are to handle things the way that we have seen Jesus handle things. We are to handle things according to the word of God. And for some of us, it took me a training. It took me some time to train and to get this, because I would let my mind go way too far in a circumstance or situation beyond what it should. God wants to take us to a place of prayer where his peace will be released in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it. I love you. Oh, two things. The Lord places it on your heart to partner, to give to this ministry. You can go up to the website, lmjministries.org. You can find out all the ways to give there, or you can cash up us $LMJMINISTRY, and you can give there as well. You find out about Feed the Streets, True Projects, everything that we do. General operations, all that stuff on the website. Thank you. Father God, bless the giving of your people. Orchestrate a blessing in their lives. My God, turn your face towards their circumstances and their situations today. In Jesus' name, amen. Second thing is, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, here's what I need you to do. This is your divine moment. I tell people all the time, I did not get saved until I was 27. I was in church all my life, but I did not. So it's never too late. There is no circumstance or situation that there's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. You're not too far gone. You're not too far gone. You ain't that messed up. I was messed up. I'm like Paul. I'm the least of them. I'm the worst of them. I did so many things that were not like God. But when I turned 27, God met me in this space. I was in church and I knew I had encountered the presence of Jesus, and it was no longer about religion and all the other things that I had, the abortion, all the other uncrazy ways I had lived. It seemed like they had begun to wash away, and God began to present facts of who I was in Christ Jesus. You're more than what you think you are. You're more than your past. You're more than that negative mindset. You're more than the sin. You're more than the drugs. You're more, you're more, you're more. And I just made a confession of faith, because that's what kingdom is. It's a confession of faith. It's a faith out your mouth. And it just changed my entire life. If that's you, you come to that place, here's what I want you to do. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and to take away my sin. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And what God is going to do, what we're going to do, well, God, we're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some materials. And I want you to keep showing up here because I want to continue to disciple you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be love today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you so much. I'll see you guys in the morning, 6 a.m. Hey, tomorrow is the last day. We're going to send out some stuff shortly. Last day to register if you want to do Pillow Talk with us in San Diego. Got a couple spots left. And if you're from California and you don't want to spend the night with us, you can get a day pass as well. We're going to send all that stuff out. If you're not registered on the website, go to our website and register at lmjministries.org so that you can be connected and you can receive all our updates and our materials. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. See you in the morning. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.